This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is Dukes and Bell. Mike and I are big proponents of gambling, and we've made no secret.
Yes, we are.
We talk about it on this show. I think our listeners respond. We are realists in the fact that we know many sports fans engage in illegal gambling, and we would hope that at some point our state would make it legal. We go to Vegas a lot where we're out, you know, doing it where it's legal, and we talk about it on the show because it's a part of sports. We also wanted to talk about it with Representative Ron Stevens from Savannah, who's the House Tourism and Economic Development Chairman. Now, first of all, Ron, thank you for joining us here on Dukes and Bell. I want you to first just kind of set the table. What is House Bill 86?
House Bill 86 is just a general bill that we were expecting to hear today until we ran into a curveball, so to speak. But it's a sports betting bill that allows the lottery to collect 20% tax to go to our HOPE and pre-K programs. And currently, a lot of folks may not know that you can get on an app and bet offshore. And all of that is, of course, in Georgia, is illegal betting, but you can do it because we just haven't legalized it. And there's about $4.8 billion a year that's been spent offshore. And Georgia just wants to attract, for our HOPE scholars and our pre-K, collect about $50 to $100 million a year for this betting and to make it legal. And, of course, ours is a little different than those apps that you use offshore. It won't be any credit card betting. It'll be debit card and transfers and that kind of stuff for the problem gambler. But we were hoping to get a vote today and get it out and over to the Senate. We do have a few more days before crossover day, so we're going to keep it up.
It's great to hear because we feel like we're missing out on the action. We'll talk about brick and mortar and casinos a little bit later in the conversation. We just want to get the ball rolling with legalized gambling. We've seen other states, Illinois, we've seen other states picking up on it. If you had like the MGM app, for instance, in the state, would that work or it would all be controlled or the lottery would subcontract out with other people to manage it?
That's the way it works. There'll be a minimum of six vendors. Six contractors, if you will, and there's no maximum. So as long as you fill the contract needs of the lottery, who will be controlling it, then you can contract directly with the lottery. And there's currently 23 states now that have legalized sports betting. The latest one is our neighbor Tennessee, which is about half our size. And for the first month, the first 2 months, they've hit about $100 million in sales. So we know that we've got more sport professional teams than they have with the Falcons, Hawks, Braves, NASCAR, all of them. The PGA even asked to be part of the conversation because they want to, of course, have fan engagement as well. And that's what all this is about for our professional teams anyway, is they want fan engagement. Their stadiums have been empty, and thank goodness the Braves and Falcons and Hawks and others have played. In spite of that, so they're asking for fan engagement. Typically, you'll want to watch a game if you place a bet on a game, and of course, the more people watch a game, it makes their ratings go up a little. But it is about fan engagement, and I want to help them get there.
Representative Ron Stevens from Savannah joining us here on Dukes and Bell. We're talking about HB 86. It's House Bill 86, guys. He's laying out the groundwork for what they're trying to get accomplished. And hopefully down the road, we will have legalized gambling here, sports betting, as he's talking about. You talk about the pros, and there are a lot of pros, right? We could talk about what you just said, engagement, you know, being more involved with our sports teams, you know, the fact that it's going to help HOPE and all those things. What's the pushback? What do you hear, like, the number one reason why we shouldn't do this when we hear all the things like what you just said about Tennessee, making hundreds of millions of dollars in just a couple of months of operation?
It is our religious right, if you will, that is has a strong lobby down here, and they come down and tell us that we shouldn't be doing this. Well, here's the problem with that argument. They're doing it anyway. Right. We're just not collecting the revenue off of this. So, you know, we want to make sure that kids under 21 aren't allowed to get on and play these games and make a wager. It's one of those things that to me is almost a no-brainer. We wanted to take the path of least resistance first, and we were going to try to do the sports betting today and then move on to in fact, it was on the agenda today for horse racing after sports betting,
right, so
that we could move on for where the real folks that are looking for entertainment in Georgia to get down to the destination resorts, which is where the real interest is at.
Right. Rod Stevens is with us, guys, representative. And as Carl said, this is our guy on point, trying to get something we've been talking about for years here, representative, about, again, the benefits, the money that comes in, the fact we're losing at some point other states nearby when you talk about the World Congress Center, the convention business. You have the big convention center down there in Savannah on the river. So it doesn't have to be to me, it's like we've already got a lottery, so we don't really have to reinvent the wheel here. We already have a lottery. Aren't we a little bit pregnant anyway? Pardon the use of that phrase.
we're a lot pregnant, to say the least. We have $1 billion every year that goes to games in the gaming industry. Of course, we've been doing it now, gosh, 2.5 decades. So this is a really big issue, and it's we have $1 billion a year in the Hope Scholarship that we collect through the lottery. So yeah, we're a lot pregnant, and so it just makes no sense to me. Those folks that say, "Well, we shouldn't be gambling," and of course, we're trying to do what it takes to mitigate some of the problems with a problem gambler. So we make sure that you, in our bill, that you can't use a credit card and can't run up a credit account,
right,
which you can do in these illegal sites. But you know, you have to use a debit card or transfers or that kind of stuff. So we've really gone the extra mile to try to address that issue of problem gambling, but. You know, this only raises, and I say only in the big scheme of things, between $50 and $100 million a year. But the real attention is going to be in the destination resorts, which will raise about $1 billion a year,
right,
which is exactly the number that we have currently that has paid for 1.9 million Hope Scholars and 1.6 million families for pre-K. I don't know how you argue with that. It's like you go around in circles, and so now we shouldn't be doing that. Well, you know, I got a constitutional amendment that says that all gambling shall be illegal, but I can't get anybody to sign it. So, you know, you talk out of both sides of your mouth.
It's a great point. Ron Stevens joining us, and this is why we want to get him on the show. You know, Mike and I talk about it casually because we're not lawmakers, but we want to know what our lawmakers are attempting to do. Ron, one thing I do want you to explain, you talk about these destinations. You're talking about casinos, right? Is that when you say that? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but we don't have that word in our in
language,
any of our bills. We define these massive tourist entertainment complexes,
okay,
that will usually run anywhere from $500 million to build to $2 billion to build. So it will be massive facilities, and you know, they've got everything in them, from of course all of your normal entertainment stuff, from theaters to 5-star hotels and restaurants and so on and so forth. But it is about entertainment. It's not so much about gambling anymore. So it's that issue of, we got to go to a casino. People have in mind what's in some of our states are little cracker boxes with a 7-Eleven stuck
right
inside. Well, that's not what we want in Georgia at all.
Okay. All right. And that makes sense. I'm glad you clarified that. Let me ask you this, though. It's Representative Ron Stevens. Sports betting is the easiest path. To do those other things, that's going to require a constitutional amendment, right, within the state. That's a little bit tougher. Am I right on that?
That's a heavy lift. A regular bill or a general bill like the sports betting will not require a constitutional amendment, so it's just going to take 91. The real heavy lift is getting to horse racing and destination resorts. That will require a constitutional amendment. And this is the other safeguard that we've got placed in both of the amendments, is that not only will you have to vote for it statewide, but before you can get it locally, the local citizens have to vote for it. So they're not coming here unless you want it.
Right.
And we've got places like the NASCAR Atlanta Motor Speedway over here that the residents over there are begging us for it. They're tired of getting on the death trap on I-75 coming back and forth to work. And they really seriously want to create the 10,000 jobs that will be created there permanent jobs so that they don't have to get on that 75 lottery.
Right. As Representative Ron Stevens with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline, your Atlanta's Ford dealer. And that's the thing, you're preaching to the choir, Representative, because we'd love to see us take that next step. You said there's a curveball. What happened today? What's monkeying up the works?
We had some folks, you know, that's the way it is down here. At the last minute, a group will come in and say, well, yeah, I'll help you out, or I'll vote for this if. And it's the if that always, you know, somebody's wanting something, a tit for tat, that kind of stuff. So we ran into an issue where we may not have gotten enough votes whenever it was a small group of folks that wanted to put something in there that, in my opinion, is unreasonable. But it happens like that. So, you know, you hold the bill until the next day and you know, pray for sunshine.
Ron, is this likely to happen? And I'm not talking about immediately. Let's not put a timetable on it because we know the process. But is this likely to happen in Georgia?
Yes, it's coming. You know, it's funny though. I've been doing this ever since I had jet black hair, and I'm totally gray and no waste anymore. So, you know, I've been doing this for a year or two. Mm-hmm. So I get it. It's frustrating, but every year more people come in here that are more receptive. They get it. They understand that it's not necessarily gambling. It's about entertainment. And here's the other piece. More of these folks that those 1.9 million people that got Hope Scholars and those families, 1.6 million that got the pre-K, they understand the benefits of it, and they're demanding it now. So,
right.
You know, the old crowd that says, you know, we're not going to gamble in Georgia, well, those folks are kind of becoming a relic, and the new folks that are coming in are being told by the people that vote now. They're not in kindergarten anymore. They actually have taken their the money from Hope, and they've gone to college and made something great of themselves. So they have a real strong interest in getting this passed.
Right.
And 1.9 million people is a lot of folks that are here in Georgia.
We got about 30 seconds left with Representative Ron Stevens talking about trying to get the House Bill 86 passed. Just real quick, for a layman, Representative, we had alcohol sales on Sunday. That finally went through. Is there any language we could ever work that if you could go on a county by county, if you want it, you could have it, and if you don't, you don't? Or is that too much of a fantasy?
No, that's exactly what the Destination Resort Bill does. It says, okay, you know, once you get it passed, and it'll pass 70% statewide, it's not going to be where it's going to go. There's going to be a massive amount of competition for wanting it there because there'll be no property taxes typically in those particular cities or counties because they'll get a percentage of the revenue. And once you start throwing the reality of what this brings to an area, people will actually, and of course crime goes down, it doesn't go up.
Right.
And once people start realizing this stuff, it's going to sell itself, and it's coming.
Representative, we appreciate your time. Let us know how this is going, because, again, it's something we talk about. Our friends talk about it. You said it. And so many people are already doing it. Let's do it legally in our state and do the right things with these sources and these funds. Appreciate the time today. Good luck.
You bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.